This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Here's a little global economy math for you. You add up the value of all the stuff that the U.S. exports, you subtract the value of all the stuff that we import, and you wind up with a figure known as the trade deficit. Now, technically, you could wind up with a trade surplus, but that's other countries, not us. We've had a deficit every year since 1974. Which gets me to this. The Commerce Department told us this morning that the trade deficit in September fell to its lowest level since this past spring. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson tells us what that might say about the American economy.
In September, the value of exports rose, the value of imports fell, which might sound like good news. Other people are buying more of our stuff, we're buying less of theirs.
I would caution that it might not be a permanent improvement.
Reality check brought to you by Robert Lawrence, professor of international trade and investment at the Harvard Kennedy School. Because this month aside, in the bigger picture,
what we have is weak growth in our trading partners and our goods becoming relatively more expensive because our currency has been rising. And on the other side of the coin, we have relatively stronger growth in the U.S. economy and imports becoming relatively cheaper.
A big cause of the shrinking trade deficit is our lower foreign fuel bill, thanks to the falling price of oil. And as Cornell University's Ishwar Prasad points out, the trade deficit in manufacturing actually rose.
The reality is that the manufacturing trade deficit is what affects jobs in the U.S., especially in the manufacturing sector.
And in general, counterintuitive as it may seem, strong imports can actually be a good economic indicator, says Dan Eikenson, director of the Cato Institute's Center for Trade Policy Studies.
Both consumers and businesses tend to import more when the economy is growing, and they tend to forego purchases, which tend to shrink imports when they're more concerned.
But as always, he says we shouldn't lean too heavily on one month's data.
It's just hard to read these tea leaves, quite honestly.
I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.